Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, August 25th. We have a staff birthday today. Debbie Hicks is having a birthday, our financial director, and we're so grateful for everything she does for Mountain Brook Baptist, and I'm grateful for her as a friend as well. So we want to begin by praying over those who have August birthdays, the birthday blessing. Will you pray with me? Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts may your peace, which passes understanding, abide all the days of their life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now let's move into our memory verse for this week. It comes from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 16, verses 15 and 16. It's Jesus talking here. "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." As I mentioned on Saturday, I have a special treat for you because in the next few weeks, we're going to have different staff people to read God's Word for us and give commentary and pray. It's going to be a wonderful opportunity for me to have a little break and also for you to hear the voices and the wisdom of all those who are on staff. So I'm going to give it my best shot today and then take a couple of weeks off. Our first passage is Isaiah chapter 6, verses 8 through 13. Yesterday, Isaiah entered into the throne room of the Lord, and he saw God seated on his throne and his glory filling the temple. And today, Isaiah is going to receive a commission from the Lord. Starting in verse 8, I'm reading from the English Standard Version. "And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, 'Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?' Then I said, 'Here I am, send me.' And he said, 'Go and say to this people, keep on hearing, but do not understand. Keep on seeing, but do not perceive. Make the heart of this people dull, and their ears heavy, and blind their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts, and turn and be healed.' Then I said, 'How long, O Lord?' And he said, 'Until cities lie waste without inhabitant, and houses without people, and the land is a desolate waste. And the Lord removes people far away, and the forsaken places are many in the midst of the land. And though a tenth remain in it, it will be burned again, like a terebinth or an oak, whose stump remains when it is felled. The holy seed is its stump." Y'all, this is a doozy of a passage, and it is highly debated, and I don't really know the answer. It seems as though God is telling Isaiah he needs to go to the people, and that they're not going to hear, they're not going to understand, their hearts are going to be dull. And it's almost like God saying, "I want to keep it that way until I destroy them." Perhaps God is saying they're not listening, and I know the future, and they're not going to listen, but I still want you to go and proclaim the message of repentance. Perhaps Isaiah's job is the prophetic work of telling the people why they are in the situation they're in, and when they encounter the judgment of the Lord, at least it will be clear to them why. The best part of this passage to me was the last little part that gave us a wink about the hope that was to come. It is the description of this stump that's burned when it's cut down, and yet there is a holy seed. And from that stump, one little shoot will come, and we know that that's going to be the Lord Jesus Christ. Our second passage today is Acts chapter 2, verses 42 through 47. As I read, I want you to think about the early church and how exciting it must have been to be a part of this new ministry and figuring out together how to live in light of Jesus' resurrection. The fellowship of the believers, starting in Acts 2, verse 42. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together and had all things in common, and they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all, as any had need. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. The phrase that sticks out to me is glad and generous hearts. Oh Lord, make us a people who are glad in you and are generous because we understand the fleeting nature of this world and also the importance of helping others because of the great gift that you have given to us. Our Psalms reading is Psalm 44, verses 6 through 8. For not in my bow do I trust, nor can my sword save me, but you have saved us from our foes and have put to shame those who hate us. In God we have boasted continually, and we will give thanks to your name forever. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word. Today is Missions Monday, so we want to be praying alongside our mission partners, Cornerstone Schools. As we think about school beginning, we pray for the teachers, the administrators, and the students in this school that seeks to help children academically and in matters of character. Will you pray with me? Father, we give you thanks for your word. Even when we have to wrestle with it, we don't really know what was meant in Isaiah's prophecy, but we do know, Lord, that out of your judgment comes hope. Israel didn't do what you had imagined they would do, but your son Jesus fully fulfilled everything from the Old Testament that you called Israel to be and to do. And we're so grateful for his willingness, his perfection, his holiness. We thank you, Lord, for the book of Acts. We're reminded, Lord, that as your people, we are called to gladness and generosity because of what you've done for us. And as the psalmist today, we give you thanks forever. Lord, help us to have your praises on our lips. Help us to trust you. Help us to know that our salvation is in you. We ask your watch care, Lord, over Cornerstone Schools of Alabama. We pray specifically for the teachers, the administrators, those who keep the school running, the students, the families represented. Lord, would you use this school to impact a generation. We pray all of this in the strong name of Jesus our Lord. Amen.